I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS is using the coronavirus pandemic as an opportunity to cause even more trouble. And then later on, beyond just donating, find out how churches can engage with pro-life ministries that help mothers with unexpected pregnancies. There's a lot to get to, and we'll start today in the Middle East, where coalition forces have regained control of a prison in northeast Syria after ISIS prisoners organized a breakout. Prisoners disabled security cameras and then rioted, but officials say nobody escaped. Last week, the Islamic State called on its members to exploit security gaps caused by the distraction of the coronavirus pandemic. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle explains.
There's so much work that has to go into containing this coronavirus. In the midst of chaos like this, this is the perfect scenario for terrorist groups to slip in and do some damage. Once the world spotlight is off, they feel freedom to move relatively easy and come up with another plan to unleash on humanity. We have to be ready for more.
Around the world, persecution typically spikes during Easter, which is just around the corner. And with so much focus on COVID-19's containment, believers may be on their own.
In dangerous hot zones like the Middle East, North Korea, places like that, where believers are just routinely persecuted, we know that there's not going to be a lot of help or protection for them.
Join the global prayer movement at missionnews.org.
God is bringing us to our knees to get flat on our face and just cry out to Him.
Next, we move to Bangladesh, where the setting of the Rohingya refugee camps is described by Greg Kelly of World Mission.
They've got them all concentrated very tightly in a place called Cox's Bazar, which is right across. You literally can look to your left and see the mountains of Myanmar, and then you're in these camps that are all clustered together.
Kelly initially had trouble even getting into the camps. United Nations encourages aid to the Rohingya, but discourages any religious witnessing. Kelly says World Mission's efforts focus on building churches inside the camps.
And the ultimate conclusion of that becomes Rohingya reaching Rohingya, which needs to be kind of the end game goal, if you will, because that's the only way that the exponential advancement of the gospel takes place.
The Rohingya need job skills desperately, as many have no work or opportunity. World Mission is building a ministry center to train and disciple them in Christ so they can bring the gospel back into the camp. Pray for them, especially as the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc around the world.
As is the case with viruses or things that are, you know, disaster in nature, the poor are more impacted. They are more proportionately touched than the upper classes.
And lots of churches are pro-life and even donate to pro-life organizations. But is simply giving money what it really looks like to be engaged with life-honoring ministries? Life Matters Worldwide is rolling out a new church engagement model this year to better connect churches with pro-life ministries. Eric Verstraete, president and CEO of Life Matters, explains.
If a church is going to be engaged, they're going to do five things. Number one, they're going to pray for the ministry. Number two, they're going to learn more about the ministry. Number three, they're going to tell other people about that ministry. Number four, they're going to serve alongside of that ministry. And number five, they're going to give financially to that ministry.
Life Matters' new church engagement model also takes the pressure off church staff and gets congregants more involved in the pro-life engagement.
We're going to be going to pastors and we're going to be introducing this model to them. And then we're going to give them a specific binder to say, here's what this looks like. But do you have someone in your church, a champion within your church, who we could talk to really begin to champion this idea of engagement within your church?
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We certainly do have financial needs, just like any other nonprofit. Most of our needs come just from our staffing numbers. We have to have staff to be able to go out and meet with these churches. But I'm believing that God is really going to allow this ministry model to really grow and flourish in 2020.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.